We're going to talk weather this morning. Jeff Johnson joins us. He's the Warning Coordinator Meteorologist with the National Weather Service Office in Des Moines. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I know this weekend you've got an opportunity for folks to come by and enjoy an open house. So everything's on display. They'll be able to see everything that they ever wanted to know about how you come up with weather forecasts.
Yeah, we're going to have it open here up on Saturday the 21st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Inside the office, people will be able to see how we issue warnings. We're going to have our warning simulator going, our operations area, our electronics area. And then outside, we're going to have several partners who are going to have booths in our parking lot. And these include people like the U.S. Geological Survey, emergency management folks, Safeguard Iowa, some of the local TV folks, and then some of the National Weather Association and American Meteorological Society. So it's kind of a theme for what we're calling Weather Enterprise, the Weather Enterprise here in Central Iowa. So not only National Weather Service, but some of the important partners we work with.
Well, obviously weather happens everywhere, but it seems like here in Iowa, everybody likes to talk about it. Do they like to check it out, too, from the backside?
Yeah, certainly. And we certainly would encourage folks to come out and check it out. We'll have opportunities for you to ask questions and see how we do business and talk to some of our partners.
You bet. What will they see when they come in? Will they see all kinds of big-time, newfangled equipment?
Well, it's for that perspective, it's a lot of computers, which, of course, 20 years ago was a big deal, but in this day and age, maybe not so much. But it's more about, what we're using them for and how we're doing our business, which is very interesting. And we'll try to show people and give them a good perspective on how we do like how we issue severe thunderstorm and tornado warnings, for example.
Yeah, what's the most common question that you get when folks come in and take a look around?
Oh, it's pretty interesting. First of all, what is the voice of the weather radio? How does that work? That's a common one. And then how we issue our warnings. How do we generate that tornado warning that you'll see for your local community? That's a good example.
And they probably don't, even though they come to the open house, they really don't probably have any idea how crazy things can get when weather does break out like that.
Yeah, it can get pretty busy at times. Of course, we've had a very quiet severe weather season here in Iowa, and we're happy about that, although we could have used more rain. But yeah, when it's busy in May and June often, we get really crazy out here at the weather office.
No doubt. Do you work very closely, Jeff, with a lot of different organizations, news gathering organizations, radio, television stations and things? Is there a lot of camaraderie, a lot of working together?
Yeah, like with your station, for example, it's just one of the many. And we work closely with the media, both radio and television. We also work with emergency management, skywarn spotters, other people involved with the weather enterprise. That includes, people from Iowa State University, other federal agencies like the USGS and Corps of Engineer, and then state and county emergency management.
From a future perspective, is there a good future in stuff as far as a job, a career choice in things like weather forecasting?
Yeah, I mean, it's like most things, it's changing. Technology's changing the demands and the expectations there, but there will always be a need for able-bodied people who want to have a career in meteorology. And this is an opportunity maybe for some of the younger people out there. If you have an interest in meteorology, maybe stop by and see what it's all about.
Yeah, have mom and dad bring you by. Great.
Absolutely.
Great deal. What should folks bring when they stop by for the open house? Anything?
Nothing. We're going to have parking. If you're not familiar with the location up here, we're up by Sailorville Campground, one of the campgrounds. And we're going to have parking actually in one of the campgrounds. They've opened that up for us. It's closed this time of year, so there's plenty of parking there. It will be a short walk up to the office. All the vendors will be in the parking lot, so we're not going to have parking in there. The exception will be those with handicap needs, and we will have a few handicap spots up close. But short walk up to the office, and then you can check out the vendors and then go on inside and check out the office.
Okay. Are there things they shouldn't bring?
Shouldn't bring backpacks, and of course weapons and that sort of thing are prohibited. We are a federal building, so there are some rules with that. You'll have to sign in and that kind of thing, but we'll make that as easy as we possibly can.
Right. And did I see you're doing a food drive as part of this?
We're going to have a food drive for the local food pantries of Central Iowa, so feel free to bring by a donation and a non-perishable food item, and we'll make sure it gets to the folks who need it.
When folks come by like this, and they'll ask some questions and want to see some things, and they'll want to know probably what the winter's going to bring. I mean, the old farmer's almanac has already been out, so they're probably going to come in and say, all right, now what do you got to say about the winter?
Yeah, in winter weather forecasting, long-term forecasting is very difficult, and we'll give it the old college try. We'll let them know what the climate center is telling us, what to expect over the winter. It's our office is really focused in more on the week or 2 weeks in, but we certainly can talk about the winter weather outlook and what it may or may not bring.
You bet. And if they want to learn more about any of this stuff, can they find you online?
Yeah, if you want to learn more about the open house specifically, it's on our website at weather.gov/Des Moines, and it's right on the In the News section right at the top. It's a little PDF. Just open that up, and you can learn all about it. And then, of course, on the website, there's lots of stuff about weather.
Oh, I'm sure. Very good. All right. Well, Jeff, thanks a lot. Good luck Saturday.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate the opportunity.